Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's camp. It's November 9th, and I'm wearing a Chicago Cubs New Era 5950 purchased from New Era. We wrap up our current contest tonight at midnight anywhere on Earth. The prize is this Indiana Fever cap, giving you a chance to wear the same logo as WNBA Rookie of the Year Caitlin Clark. Watch our episode from November 25th for details on how to enter and win. Or if you've already entered, you can have another shot because here in Chicago, we encourage voting early and often. By ensuring that you follow or subscribe, then sharing this post and tagging three of your friends. And if you're on multiple platforms, you can enter multiple times. This colorway provides the perfect opportunity to talk about Chicago's first women's pro hoops team, the Hustle, who wore these colors in the very first game in Women's Professional Basketball League history on this date in 1978, a 92-87 victory over the host Milwaukee Does. The WBL survived for just three seasons, but it was a start. We might not have a WNBA, or at least one as comparatively developed, nor a Caitlin Clark this popular if it weren't for the WBL's debut 46 years ago. Gino Auriemma is the all-time leader in women's college victories, which means he's number one among active coaches. Who's second among actives? Longtime DePaul head coach Doug Bruno, who led the Hustle to victory in that very first WBL game. Doug spent 2 years as the Hustle's head before becoming an assistant for the Loyola Men. In 1988, he returned to the women's game at DePaul, where he remains nearly 800 victories later.